Abandon any hope for results. Well, that sounds terrible, doesn't it? It's like, nothing's going to happen. I'm abandoning any hope for results. Abandon hope, all those who enter here. So what does this mean? Surely we have to hope for results. I mean, don't we pray for results and we request our spiritual guide to grant blessings so that we quickly accomplish results? So what does this mean? Abandon any hope for results. So what it means is abandon any hope for results from our practice just for me. We're training the mind and engaging in spiritual practice, mainly, essentially, to benefit others. We're not interested much in results for ourselves. This is beautiful. This is a Mahayana mind. So Venerable Geshe-la says, this means we should not wish for results from our practice for ourselves alone. If our main practice is training the mind, Lojong, our motivation should not be to gain happiness just for ourselves. So this will happen. This will happen. It's the whole point of Lam Rim Lojong Mahamudra, Unmistaken Dharma, that we become, that we experience pure and everlasting happiness all the time. But that's not our motivation. Our motivation is to become able to give that happiness to others. So if our main practice is training the mind, our motivation should not be to gain happiness just for ourselves, but to help others find happiness and release from suffering. So this is a little bit like training to become a doctor, because we want to help others become free from sickness. So every day a medical student is training, training, training. They want to remember everything, learn everything practically, because they have an aim. That aim is to help heal other people from sickness. So we're the same. We're Kadampa practitioners. Everything we learn, everything we hold in our heart, our aim is the freedom of every living being from suffering permanently. And that every living being finds the happy, meaningful life they long for. That's what we're training to accomplish. So that's what this means. And Geshe-la says we should dedicate, so at the end of every session of prayers, every meditation, at the end of this class, we engage in a practice of giving. It's called dedication. And it means, it's the most wonderful thing. When we're all listening, contemplating the teaching, we're accumulating a lot of virtuous karma in our heart, virtuous imprints that will ripen as future happiness. And because we're so concerned for others, we're mentally giving the results of that virtue to others. Through the power of the virtue I've engaged in, for example, tonight, by listening, contemplating, meditating on the precepts and commitments of training the mind, may all the merit, good fortune I've accumulated in my heart ripen on others. May they have the results of my good fortune. You know the amazing thing about that? Because a little part of our mind goes, what? I even give away my good luck? My good fortune? Yep. Because that action of giving is in itself a huge practice that results in more merit. If you give away your merit mentally, your good fortune, more merit appears in your heart. So we should dedicate all the merit of our positive actions towards the happiness of others.